Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd Podcast, coming to you from the headquarters of Where All Nerds Belong, the site of the best freaking community of nerds on the internet. My goal in this podcast is to provide meaningful and substantively useful information that will help nerds who are trying to grow their online presence and pursue personal fulfillment through their passion for nerd and geek activities. I'm here to help nerd culture grow and to help you nerds make the world a little more nerdy, and I believe better as a result. Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and today I'd like to apologize for some advice that I gave in the past because I was wrong, or at least I was partially wrong, and I was wrong about being authentic. But before I get into that, and I promise that I'm going to seamlessly interweave the two topics together, I want to give a little shout out and wish a happy National LGBTQ Pride Month to the No Name Nerd community. And I believe it does relate to today's topic, but I also want to make sure that I make note of it to the community, because one of the reasons that the No Name Nerd community exists, and one of the goals of the No Name Nerd community, in fact, I might even suggest the primary goal of the No Name Nerd community, is to create a welcoming, safe, and supportive environment for all kinds of nerds. And that includes nerds, regardless of their sexual or gender identity or identities. And I was reminded that safe and welcoming in online environments are kind of hard to come by. And somewhere it's really easy to talk the talk, but it is not always easy to walk the walk. And I want to give a hearty shout out and thank you to all the members of the No Name Nerd community who work so hard to make sure that it is the safe and welcoming place that we want it to be. And it takes work, it takes time, it takes dedication for the community staff and the community members. And I know of at least one issue recently where the community members really stepped up and helped keep the community on track despite the efforts of at least one toxic individual. And you know, I still find it amazing, given all of the opportunities that we have to interact with diverse populations, that there's still people out there that are trying to create conflict and who are working and focusing on differences rather than looking for commonalities. But, you know, all of you out there in the No Name Nerd community really have given me confidence that we are moving in the right direction, even if there are some hurdles and challenges along the way, and we still have work to do. So I appreciate all of your dedication to this wonderful community. And this is all related to my point about being authentic and the fact that I'm standing corrected in terms of some of the things that I've said in the past. And several times I've said, right, that if you are going to develop your personal brand, if you are going to grow as a streamer, if you're going to grow as a content creator or gamer, and you're going to increase your audience, that one of the things that you need to do is you need to be authentic. You need to be yourself. And that sounds pretty good at face value, right? And it's pretty compelling. And maybe that's what the reason I've said it over and over again. But I think it's kind of a tougher thing to answer in practice. And I think once we start tearing it apart, we realize that it might not be the good advice that I thought it was. And let me offer it this way, that if you are trying to grow your personal brand, whether as a streamer, gamer, or content creator, what if your authentic self does not resonate with your audience? And is it possible that if your authentic self is a jerk, an asshole, or just boring, what do you do, right? What if your authentic self, and what if you're putting your authentic self out there and, you know, people are watching you and it's just not really resonating, and you know, you start seeing no growth or no followers? You know, what are the implications of that? So if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll notice that I actually even turned my camera on to have this conversation because I thought it was an important conversation. If you are listening to this podcast, then you have to imagine my pensive and thoughtful look, stroking my measly beard here, trying to answer that question, right? What do you do if you're being your authentic self and nobody cares? Right. And it was actually my brilliant wife who pointed this out to me, and who sort of addressed this question of the overuse of the word authenticity during one of our car trips, probably off to get dinner somewhere. And she really broached this question, I think, in a meaningful manner in terms of whether or not it was something that we should be telling people to be their authentic self. And I think that here is the problem with it, right? It creates what maybe a social theorist would suggest is a false binary, right? That it creates this idea that who you are, right, who your identity is, who you are putting out there on your stream is either a true self or a not true self, an authentic self or a fake artificial self, right? And that you're either one or the other. And here's the thing. The thing is, your identity, who you think you are, is much more complicated than that. And it is a disservice to yourself and it's a disservice to others to suggest that there's a singular, one authentic self. And let's think about this in practice. So if you are interested in growing your stream, right? You're interested in growing your following. And I'm speaking specifically to people who have an outcome, right? That they want to, they want to more people to watch them, right? And let's say you're not seeing an increase in the followers and you're not seeing an increase in the viewers, you're not, whatever the medium is that you're using to put yourself out there. And you're still trying to follow with this advice that I've given and other people have given in terms of being your authentic self, right? Then you will turn to what must be the inevitable solution, which is that you don't have enough eyes on you, right? Because if your authentic self is singular, there's only one of them. Okay, and you're putting it out there and you've been given this advice with this idea that there's an audience out there that will somewhere resonate with who you are singularly, then you simply need to find them. You need to find a mechanism to get in front of them, because once you get in front of them, then there will be some magic wand will be waved and there will be a connection, and then you know it'll start to grow from there. I don't think that idea is entirely untrue. I just think the impact of that is a little bit overstated. And I think that, again, it is based upon this idea that by identity, who you are, right? Who you are, whether it is your values, beliefs, your behaviors, all those things that make up your culture and who, you know, up to and including, shout out to LGBTQ Pride, Pride Month, including gender and sexual identity. That these things are fixed and singular and they do not change over time. But the thing is, that's not true, right? Who we are, who our identity is, and who our authentic self is, changes significantly. It changes significantly based upon the audience we're in front of. It changes significantly based on the location we are at. It changes significantly based on the people who are around us. And it changes as we progress throughout time and get older, right? You had an identity when you were 16. You had an identity when you were 10. Maybe when you were 10, you loved Minecraft. No, a lot of you still love Minecraft, so that's okay. When you were 10, you know, maybe there was a television show that you loved, and quite possibly your taste changed over time and you outgrew that. That's okay. Or maybe your taste didn't change. Maybe this is an element of your identity that remained static. But at the very least, you've got to recognize that some of the things that you enjoyed when you were younger are no longer things that you enjoy, right? And that's not because the 10-year-old you was more authentic than the 18 or 20 or 25 or 30 or 40-year-old you. It's just that who you are changes over time. Your priorities shift, maybe due to your education, maybe due to having a family, maybe due to changing your jobs. All of these things are just part and parcel of the fact that our identity is not something that is fixed and unyielding and changing over time. And you know, even on a day-to-day basis, our identity, our authentic self changes over time. And I think, you know, in the working world is one of the best examples of that. You know, if I am at work, my identity, who I, how I act, how I behave, what clothes I wear, that is all much different than when I'm at home with my family. And in fact, I am fairly certain that my wife and my kids would not be happy if I talked to them like I did to some of my coworkers. Not because I'm particularly mean to any of my coworkers, but I just use different language. I'm a little more formal. I'm not as relaxed around my friends and family. And that's not to say that my work self is less authentic than my home self. They're just different selves. Or if you think of this in the context of how are you going to behave in front of your friends versus how are you going to behave, say, in front of your mom or your dad, you're going to use different language. You're going to have different behaviors. You're going to have different things that you do, ways in which you prioritize your response, ways in which you act both verbally and non-verbally in front of maybe some of your close friends compared to your family members. If you're going on a first date, you shouldn't pretend like this is your 10th date, because that's not where you are, because your authentic self is different on that first date than it is on the 10th date in most circumstances. There's exceptions to everything. My point to this, right? My point to describing how who you are changes as you get older, who you are changes depending on the setting you're in. Who you are is going to change in terms of your authentic self, depending on who it is that you're interacting with. There's actually a sociological phrase for this, that if you are trying to, you've got elements of your identity, like I've got elements of my identity that I am a father, I am a husband, and, you know, I can engage in something called role strain if the demands of my children in terms of my role as a father are conflicting with my role as a husband. That can make me feel upset, because what I'm finding then is my two different identities are then conflicting with each other, right? Because I get to have more than one identity. My authentic self is not singular. There's not only one of them. None of us is binary, where there is an authentic self and an inauthentic self. We, in fact, have a wide range of authentic selves. But I got to offer for you, right, that this identity of who we are, these identities, right, plural of who we are, these multiplicity of identities that we have that are a part and parcel and ever shifting, ever changing in terms of who we are only partially of something that we control. And so sociologists talk about this in terms of the looking glass self and this idea that you are not who you think you are. You are not who others think you are. You, in fact, are who you think other people think you are. That you're perpetually and always looking in this mirror where you're getting feedback from other people. And how you perceive that feedback from other people is then influencing how you behave, right? It might be influencing it a lot. It might be influencing a little bit. But inevitably, as social creatures, we are aware of the response of other people, right? If people are frowning at us, we're going to behave differently than if they're smiling at us. Some people we're going to ignore, and some people we're going to take very seriously. That is going to vary significantly. But I'm bringing that up to note that our identity, who we think we are, is under our control, but it is not also entirely under our control. It is influenced definitively by others. And so one of the examples I like using when I'm teaching is the fact that I am biracial. I have also spent a significant amount of time traveling internationally, and maybe a couple dozen times I have flown the direct flight from Detroit in Michigan to Beijing, China. And I would find that when I am getting on that flight in Detroit and I'm flying over that 14 to 16 hour flight to Beijing, that it was very common for people to speak to me in English. And when I was flying back, right, when I was going from Beijing to Detroit, it was also very common for people to speak to me in Chinese, and then maybe speak to English because my Chinese is not all that great. And I'm bringing that up because it, for better or for worse, is a fact that people look and they make assumptions and they make judgments, and then they engage in behaviors based upon those judgments. And I think we always have to be careful, of course, about how we're going to manifest our behaviors and what judgments we're going to make. And that's why I think having a range of experiences and understanding that human beings are not singular identities, not you do not have just one, but you have this range of identities that is constantly changing based upon the individual circumstances. Now, so you are a streamer, gamer, or content creator, and you are hoping to grow your audience. And again, I'm going to set aside, if you're just doing this for fun and you know, you find it personally gratifying and you're not interested in growing your audience, hey, that is fine. More power to you. I want to talk about identities, and I want to make this correction about some of my comments related to authenticity in relation to people who are interested in growing their personal brand. And the point I want to make is that if you stop thinking about your authentic self, your authentic identity, as being one thing, and you in fact think about it as a range of things, a toolkit, let's use that metaphor, a toolkit that you can selectively pick from. Because, I mean, for the most part, there's overlap and things like that, but we can't always be all things to all people at all times, regardless of how many different things we have in our toolkit. But if we think of our identity as a toolkit, then what that allows us to do by engaging with our audience and listening to our audience and receiving feedback, and sometimes that feedback is no one's watching, that instead of just thinking about what eyes are on us and trying to get in front of more eyes, or presumably the right set of eyes, you can also think about which elements of your identity are you going to bring to bear on your project, and which elements of your identity, which tools within your identity toolkit would be those that would make you the most successful in the current endeavor. And so we start finding, I hope, areas of intersection, right? Areas where the you know, like a key going into keyhole, the things start meeting together, where you're not simply lamenting that you don't have the right keyhole and you're sitting there with the key. You're trying to find like the match between the two, realizing that you're not carrying a single key, right? You've got a whole keychain of options. And so the example I would use to you, and the reason I decided to go ahead and turn my camera on, is that teaching is something that I take seriously. Teaching is something that I enjoy. Teaching is something that I find important. For better or for worse, I tend to have a lot of words to say. I've got a relatively wide range of life experiences that I can bring to bear. What do I not have? I'm not very good at video games, ironically enough. There are things that I do not have to bring to bear, but I've got this toolkit, you know, where I can find something that is passionate, that I am passionate about, that gives me some personal satisfaction, and it resonates with my audience. I should absolutely bring it to bear on my content creation or my streaming, like I am today. But I also got to think intelligently about it, because there are elements of my identity that probably have little to no bearing. So occasionally I use running metaphors because I like running as well. And I consider myself a runner as part of my identity. But truth be told, it's not something that is of that much utility when I'm talking to streamers, gamers, and content creators, and people in the No Name Nerd community, that in fact, my experience as a father, right, with children that are more interested in Fortnite than playing sports, that is something that resonates with my audience. But, you know, going for long runs, training programs, running shoes, that is part of my identity, but it's not really something that is necessarily going to resonate with the No Name Nerd community. And I'm using that as an example because I think you have to be thinking strategically about these identities, about this toolkit that you have. And you have to be thinking about which elements are resonating with your audience and which elements are not resonating with your audience. And then you have to recognize that if there are parts of your identity that are not resonating, maybe it's something that you should put back in the toolbox. And it's not that, you know, removing it from your stream or your content is making who you are putting out there is less authentic. No, the authentic you is a multiplicity. There are various authentic yous, and they're constantly shifting and changing. And all you're doing is you're thinking strategically, intelligently about how you are going to create a connection with your audience intelligently using these multiplicities. And I think that if you can do it that way, what you can do is you can avoid the difficult answer to that question, which is, what was my question? What if you are your authentic self and no one wants to watch you? I mean, that's kind of a depressing question. I think that the truth is there are some of your authentic selves that people in the particular audience that you're trying to target do not want to watch. I mean, what am I going to give you as an example? That I can lecture the hell out of statistics. I can talk to you about, you know, normal distributions and standard deviation and, you know, t-tests and ANOVA and see, I can just keep going, right? That is authentically something that I think is important, but you know what? I'm not going to bring it to bear today because I do not think it is something that I don't know. You never know. It's a nerd audience. But for the most part, I don't think it's something that's going to resonate with the audience. But again, if I think of my identities, who I am, the multiplicity that is me, I think that somewhere in there, perhaps in all likelihood, in more than one location, there are elements of my authentic self that are going to resonate with the authentic selves and the audience out there. And I think that's where the community comes from. The community comes from having that commonality, finding that commonality. And in fact, I truly believe that's where the No Name Nerd community has really found some traction in the past year, because it has had that focus on identifying commonality, not finding conflict, not finding differences. We have differences. I mean, I'm sure I know there's stuff that I disagree with people in the community about, and I'm sure there's stuff that they disagree with me about. But you know what? That's not what we're focused on. We're focused on finding the elements, the authentic elements of our identities that have overlapped. And I think that is a very, very powerful source for change, to be honest with you. And I think that that's, you know, whether it is LGBTQ Pride Month or increasing recognition of social inequality related to race. I mean, I think that understanding that there are differences and understanding that in many cases, these differences can lead to true social inequality, but then using that, right, as the foundation to identify things that we have in common, even things that we have in common that are I don't want to say mundane, because I think that our interests in terms of our movies and our video games and comics and television shows, that stuff is important, very important, because those are cultural symbols that we use to communicate. And I think we need that stuff. We need to continue doing that and looking for ways to bring ourselves together and not things that are going to bring us apart. And I think that not only is that something that can help perpetuate the No Name Nerd community as a self and welcoming place, but I think I'm hoping, right, it's something that can spread outward and through your communities, right, can also create more and more self and welcoming, safe and welcoming environments that focus on the commonalities that are part of our ever changing identities and our ever changing and shifting multiplicity of authenticities. And that's why I think I was wrong to tell you to be authentic, because I think you have more than one option when it comes to being authentic. So that's my two cents, and thanks for listening. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd.
Hey there, I'm excited to be welcoming some of our No Name Nerd community on to give shout outs to their stream. If you're interested in having your stream mentioned on our podcast, just head to anchor.fm/nonamenerd and make sure to click on the message button and then just record a message that is 30 seconds to a minute. Feel free to plug your stream and maybe you will be selected to appear on the air, just like the recording here.
Hey guys, it's Dilio
and Aaronix
from N3 Warzone team captain here, as well as part of our own little community, Cray Crazies. So happy to be a part of the community. I've probably been around for a little over a year now, or maybe just under. Either way, go follow us on Twitch at Aerenix, AERENIX. And Crazy Dilio, CrehghZiedillio on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
All of the above.
Yep, pretty much. All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey there, everyone. New affiliate here, Mr. Kelvedere, with you guys. Just tapping in real quick to say what's up to everybody and glad to be a part of this community and part of this team, and excited to take it to the top with everyone else in here and to have great energy. If you guys ever want to stop into my streams, it's Mr. Kelvedere on all socials, Twitch, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Looking forward to seeing all you guys in there. Come chat with me when I go live, and let's have some great days together, guys.
What's up, No Name Nerd Podcast? This is K McGee Jr. Shouting out some other nerds that are hanging out listening to the podcast and getting excited to continue exploring what No Name Nerd has to offer.
So remember, if you are a nerd who loves to game, stream, read, watch, play, and are interested in promoting a welcoming and inclusive nerd culture, you belong with us. Just head to nonamenerd.com and join one of our online communities. If you want to get an in-depth understanding about how to grow the audience of your stream or bolster your followers, head to mynerdschool.com for professional courses for streamers and gamers looking to take their online presence to the next level. This is Brian from the No Name Nerd. Thanks for joining me.